I'm Steve Greer. God bless America. Good to have you along for the conversation as we get into it. You know, it's a short week because of the 4th of July, but hey, good to have you along for the conversation. Three big things you need to know right now. Number one, Carlos Santana. He collapsed during a performance last night at Pine Knob. Overcome by heat, according to his management. He's 74 years old. Singing Joy before stopping. And then he just, he didn't make it. He didn't make it, and he collapsed. Carlos Santana, that's number. Then number two, a heat wave is coming. Speaking of the heat, a big heat wave coming. And so, at least for the southern portions of the state, very southern portion of the state, but all the way south into Mississippi and so forth. Then number three, I want to look into some things here about where we're going. Where we're going for the second half of 2022. Now, I might remind you that I warned you. I warned you at the end of 2021. You're all like, God, I can't wait for 2021 to be over. I said, it could be worse next year. Careful what you wish for. And guess what? Here we are. 22 looking like it could be a lot worse than 2020 or 21 possibly combined. Now, why do I say that? Well, we've learned that we're in a recession. That, according to some of the Fed satellite offices, we'll know soon enough. I guess Friday, was that when we get the economic numbers for the second quarter? That'll officially put us in a recession. The Fed is cranking up interest rates. So if inflation is up, a recession is here, and you know it. Inflation's double what they're telling you it is. They can say anything they want, but the inflation rate, and by the way, the euro and the U.S. dollar rapidly approaching parity. What would that mean for Europe? Not good things. You know, the Atlanta Fed, the most recent one, says the GDP appears U.S. economy has already plunged into a recession, which we could have told you. It's not going to get any better anytime soon. And I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I've been telling you for quite some time, be prepared. Be as paranoid as a Boy Scout. And their motto, of course, be prepared. Get your act together. But the economic unrest we're dealing with now is just getting started. Don't be surprised if the markets continue to be devastated going forward, if the markets continue to be rough and taking a hammering. In fact, where are we? And yeah, gas is down briefly because nobody can afford to pay those prices. Nobody can afford to pay the prices. Let's see, Dow futures right now, where are we going to be today? Let's see. I'm going to give it to you real quick because down. The Dow will be down to start the day. Not by much, 80 or 100 points, but down again, sitting at about 30,800 to start the day. So then you've got the famine concern that we've been talking about for quite some time. And before the war in Ukraine even got started, we were already having problems because of fertilizer issues, drought in South America, and other problems. But the war in Ukraine has exacerbated that. Ukraine and Russia account for, Ukraine's always been called Russia's breadbasket. It's because Russia's not letting anything out. Russia's not letting anything out of the country. They basically got Ukraine blocked. So all that wheat that would feed Asia and Africa can't get out. 40% of the world's wheat crop comes from Ukraine. And what are we doing for farmers here in America? Nothing. We're letting diesel prices soar, fertilizer prices soar. Very difficult. But food prices around the world have gone up aggressively already. You know that, and so do I. And the bottom line is there's simply not going to be enough for everyone. That's going to cause enormous societal stress everywhere by the fall of 2022. I have been warning you. I have been telling you that by the fall of 22, there is going to be a real problem. And as you know, the conflict in Ukraine, first you thought that the Russians were going to run over them. And then Ukraine put up just a whale of a fight. And said, well, maybe Ukraine's going to win this thing. They're not going to win. It's going to be a meat grinder. Because Zelensky's not going to negotiate. Putin's not going to negotiate. And we keep getting more involved. I have been saying from the beginning, the United States has no business there. None. We have no business getting deeper and deeper into the Ukraine. We don't. We don't want to be there. And Ukraine has lost more territory in the last few days. It's just going to keep grinding on, and we're going to play closer and closer. But it's not just the possibility the United States and Russia could go to war. No, that's not all. Iran could trigger Israel into a war in the Middle East. As they continue to work toward constructing a nuclear bomb, Israel will never allow for that. Never allow for that. Price of oil on the rise, by the way. Back over $100 for West Texas Intermediate. Don't worry. That's not going to cure itself either. And what about pestilence? Pestilence. We've had COVID. In the UK, they're warning of more outbreaks of COVID, bad COVID. In Canada, they're telling their citizens, you have to have a shot every 9 months or you're not in compliance. You're not in compliance, sir. Come with us. You will be removed to a COVID camp. And then you've got monkeypox, the bird flu that killed millions of birds. There's always something there, right? And what about everything else? What about just throw in something like a bad hurricane, a tsunami, an earthquake? I mean, just for sport, throw something else in there just for sport and see where that ends up taking us. I mean, I don't mean to be the bearer of bad news, but you need to wake up, my friends. Joe Biden is not the leader. He cannot meet the moment. He can't. Good God, he's putting on, you know. Joe Biden cannot meet the moment. He meets new people every day that he's known his whole life, but he can't meet the moment. Who are you? Oh, Jill who? Yeah, thanks, Joe. And the alternative is worse. Joe Biden. There's one word for America. Excuse me. Yeah, thanks, Joe. When we come back, a deep breath, something more refreshing, something good to think about, besides all of my doom and gloom. I love you, but I have to tell you the truth. That's the way that is, all right? That's the way that is. I'll take a break and be back on the Steve Gruber Show. You sit right there or go check out stevegruber.com and read Liberty Page. Never miss a moment of Liberty Page. She'll help you grow up big and strong. The Dow Futures now over 100 points down and picking up speed. Welcome to Whiplash. I'll be right back. You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect. Do you have what it takes to be an entrepreneur? Have you done your due diligence on the most important component of your new business? You. Introducing the Grind Score, a tool to help you analyze how you will impact your startup. The Grind Score is a 24-question quiz developed by co-founder and co-CEO of Bigby Coffee, Michael McFaul. Get his real-world insight and feedback on what he has seen work and not work in a startup. Go to thegrindscore.com and start your journey. That's thegrindscore.com. TheGrindScore.com.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money, too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. Coins@stevegruber.com.